Hey there, it's Daniel Pyle. Welcome to the podcast for today. And if you're a team member, welcome. It's so good to have you. If you're not a team member, listen to this podcast and think a little bit. You might want to decide to make the move. Maybe not now, but as you listen more, as the podcasts go on, you'll understand why it would be to your benefit to become part of this team. Today, I want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that's advertising. Internet advertising has become kind of a cesspool in areas. You see the same thing over and over and over again. It gets kind of old. Repetition is sometimes a very good thing for people. You know, I see a site over and over again. I believe that somebody's very serious about what they do. They're very passionate about what they do. I might or might not decide to belong to that. It all depends. My biggest test of people, if it's free to join, I join. If my sponsor or upline or whatever doesn't email me, doesn't try to contact me in any way, I quit. I don't do anything. Why is that? Because obviously the program was supposed to sell itself, and it really didn't. Obviously this person is out to look to get my money, and that's about it. I've never asked for anybody's money without offering my help, without offering what I do best, or given them the opportunity to become better by being associated with me. I have never done that. And I'm proud of that. I'm happy about that. What has it done to change my income? It's helped dramatically. By taking that tact, it's helped dramatically. What I wanted to talk today about is something that I'm very passionate about, and that's safe list advertising. I do all kinds of blogs. I do social networks. I do podcasts like this. I do video broadcasts as well. All very important. All very exciting. But when you step onto the internet, and it can be intimidating to do that, to get out there, to, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. If you're not wanted by the government, you should probably decide that this is the thing to do. I'm not, so I do this. What's important is being personal to people. And as I sit here and I talk to you, I want to make sure that I stress to you, my safe list advertising is not a copy and paste. It comes straight from my heart. I write every single one. I don't have a standard email that I send out. This is against the law in a lot of marketing places, but I write what I feel that day. If I feel like I'm going to help you that day, I'm going to offer you my help. And when you take me up on that offer, I better stand by what I just said, right? Sure, I do it every single day. What I write about is about me and about you and how we as a partnership can benefit. Those are my safe list ads. I don't go on and on. They're short. They're to the point. They get your attention, they draw your interest, they hold your interest, they create the desire, and then they require action. Those are the things that I write in my safe list emails, and they're very to the point, and they're very effective. That can happen for you too. I will help you. What I do with my team, I send out safe list emails that I believe work, that I have proven to me that they work. It's up to you to personalize it. I'm not the personal guy. I cannot sit in your shoes and write a personal email for you. You're the only one in your shoes. You're the only one that knows what you have to offer. If you don't have anything to offer, I would highly doubt it. I would highly doubt that you would be trying to do anything with your life with an internet business if you didn't have something to offer. Everybody that comes and takes action has something to offer. So that's what I do. Safe lists that I like are a few of them. They're located on a blog post I put together. I am lazy. Amen. I put things together on blogs or send out, you know, a 500 page email on where I advertise. I know what works, I know what doesn't work, and I know where to advertise. And I also know when these places are being overloaded with advertising on the same site. And I will recommend ways to change your approach so that you get more clicks, so that you get more prospects. And ultimately, the follow-up is the biggest part of this. As soon as you get a prospect, you want to follow up. And how and why is this important? Because not only did you send them a personal email, even if it was a safe list email, you have followed it up with a personal email. That is very important. Make yourself available. Put your phone number in there. Put your instant messaging ID in there. Make yourself available. And when people are ready, and not just, oh, maybe I'm ready, maybe I'm not. When they're really ready, when they want to change. And if it's you, let's go. If you want to change, you'll do it. You'll take a little bit of action. On my team, that's all it takes. It's just a little bit of action. Follow a few steps. Get ready. Get rolling. You know, the time to sit around and wait is long gone. Start rolling. Start moving forward. Start reaching out for help when you don't know something. Start listening to podcasts. Start listening to video conferences. Show up. Suit up and show up. That's a term I've heard for a long time. But it's very important. Safe list emails. What are they? What do they do? How do I go about it? Great. I'm glad you asked. My favorite part is taking my time on safe list. And what do? I advertise for free. I set up a SafeList account, which gives a list email and a contact email. So if you don't have two separate emails, you need to set those up previously to setting up the account. The contact email is where you'll get solo ads, which will give you 5 million credits. It will give you more credits than just the normal ads. You click it, you watch it for 20 seconds, boom, 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 you got credits. And you'll be sending and spending those credits to send your emails. The length of time between sendings, 48 hours on most credit emails. Some are 7 days. Some of them for just the standard mailer are within 24 hours. So you could see how you could get your name out there rather quickly, get your site out there rather quickly by doing this. You don't have to click if you don't want to. You can try to use the standard mailer every time. If that works for you, that's great. But what you're getting is people. You're getting clicks. If you're using a credit-based, you can track those fairly easy by using a tracker. You'll also find that on the blog, what I do to track my ads. Those are all very important things to your advertising life. Okay, you start with safe lists or you stay with safe lists, but this is the easiest way to get your ball rolling. Get your name out there. Do it personally. I can't stress that enough. Be a real person. Tell a little bit of your story, why you're there, what's going on. You may not, or you may, attract some really viable prospects, some really willing prospects. You may not get anything at all, and that's okay too. Always, always test and test and retest. the effectiveness of your email to me is based on how you personalize it to me. Not the personalization of the site, but the personalization of the email. How did you expose yourself a little bit? Maybe tell a little bit of your story. There's so many unreal people on the internet. Pure and simple, unreal. You see it every day. You know, you can go into any social network and you'll get to see somebody's opportunity picture or the picture of Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, and you wonder, what are these people thinking? They want to remain anonymous. It's an anonymous internet. Who are you joining your opportunity with? That might make all the difference in the income that you bring in. So introduce yourself. Make yourself personable. Make yourself known. What do you do? What do you do best? How long have you been doing this? You know, what kind of results are you getting? You can put those things in there. Don't blow yourself out of proportion. The sales page will do that for you. You know, every sales page is hyped. Guaranteed, can't say it enough, every sales page is hyped. If it's not, then somebody's lying. Somebody doesn't want somebody's business. Sales pages are hyped, pure and simple. Emails are hyped, pure and simple. On the other side of that hype, after everybody's been hyped out, if you put something real in there, you're going to get the results that you want. If you're putting all the information about an opportunity, as soon as they open a page, they're going to see the same information. Guess what? You lost your credibility. You know why? Because you're just a copy and paster. Copy and pasters can only make it so far. That's a guarantee. They can only make it so far. They have to be in a lot more places than what you do. They have to spam. These are the people that spam. Copy and pasters. Because they have no original ideas. They're unable to make things work on their own. If you copy and paste one of my emails and you send it out, that's fine. I would hope that you would change the personalization a little bit to fit your own. But you can send it out because it's not a corporate copy and paste. I will never, ever again use that. I used them too many times. Too many times. I used corporate copy and paste and got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Why? Because there was another 15 to 20 of the same email, same subject line, same exact wording within the email that I copied and pasted. What does that do ultimately? It makes me look like not a very good marketer. And if I'm going to be sponsoring people, I would doubt highly that I'd be an effective sponsor if all I did was copy and paste. Unless I myself had a guru above me teaching me everything I needed to know, I would lose that personalization. And I don't want you to do that. I think, honestly, to tell you the truth, if your picture is not on a site, if your picture is not on a social networking site, if you cannot be found on the internet, then you'll lose credibility really quick. And you'll lose a lot of the signups that you had. When I first started, that happened. I was not credible. Why? It had nothing to do with my experience. I had a lot of sales background before I came to the internet. Not a lot of internet experience. What I did was try to sell people on this program or that program. But I wouldn't help them. Good God, I didn't know how. I didn't know how to duplicate myself. These days I do. And what I do, I teach other people how to do what I do. I personalize every SafeList email. Personalize the sites, if at all possible. If not, I would recommend highly that you build a lead capture page that is personal, with your picture on it, with a description of you and why you're here and what you do and why you do it. Think about those things. take a few minutes today and figure out why you're not getting what you're getting. Is it because of the personalization? It may be. Very few people will stand up and say, hey, this is me, this is what I do, put me to the test. Make me work for you. Make me show you how to be a better marketer. You do those things and you're going to succeed. I swear to it. If you do those things, put yourself out there, make yourself known, whether you're the greatest or you're not the greatest, you will succeed. Guaranteed. Till next time, I hope that this helped a little bit in your SafeList marketing. Again, on the blog post, you will find the places that I market my SafeList opportunities. I'm not a copy and paster. That makes a lot of difference. People see the same emails, they don't like them, blah, blah, blah. Don't be a copy and paster. Get your name out there, get your site out there, and get rolling, because you're worth every amount of work that you put into this and much more. You're worth it to me. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you a little later on.